The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo. The trick is to ride.
All right, we're back. Hey, enjoying talking to the people across the country. And let me know that you're listening. Let me know that you care. 800-313-9443. And what we're talking about here is this... the witch hunt, this is the same mindset now, masquerading as American democracy, and it's mad politicians who are acting out the pathology of their religious ancestors. Now the new religion is democracy, which I think is simply the code word today for communism, and it's George Orwellian defined mode, only in this modern age. There are Catholic priests who have learned the lessons of history that are reminding the rest of us of our duty to just say no to torture. I don't imagine it would be much more effective than when we just said no to drugs, but everyone must define their own morality and draw their own line in the sand beyond which they cannot go. An example of these two priests has helped define the line of sand. I think we talked about those priests earlier. in an earlier show. Jesuit Friar Steve Kelly and Franciscan Friar Louis Batal were arrested as they approached the Fort Huachuca Guard Gatehouse on November 19th of 2006, whereas they sought entry to speak with enlisted personnel and deliver a letter denouncing torture in the Military Commissions Act of 2006 to Major General Barbara Fast, then commander of the post and a key figure in the torture scandal at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, when they were not allowed to pass. They knelt in prayer and were soon arrested. These two Catholic priests were arrested. And the writer that sent me this says, I'm a teacher at a Catholic institution where I was raised as the son of a Baptist minister. Some of the good old Catholicism, the actions of its saints, is rubbing off on me. It took many years of life before I came face-to-face with the evil of torture. I failed my first test when challenged. I didn't react at all, but it was carried out right in front of me. 7 years ago, I found myself in a Nepalese police station with my wife in a story straight out of Keystone Cops. My small Sony Walkman had been stolen from my stepsons while I was visiting them at Kathmandu. They called the police, who apprehended the thief, and called us to the police station to confront the young man who had taken the Walkman. A Nepalese police officer swaggered in with his riding crop, berated the thief to admit his crime, and beat the boy in front of us. I should have protested. Some background into why I didn't. I had taught English for many years in Kathmandu, and many of my students were policemen. They told me stories of their fight with Nepalese communists. Plenty of atrocities were carried out on both sides in that little civil war. I was at least sympathetic to the policemen's plight, forced to fight and kill their own countrymen. They were just doing their duty. How many times have we all heard that excuse? I have always felt guilty at not stopping the policemen, but our family paid for not doing our duty at the time. After my visit was over, the thief's family beat one of my stepsons and bribed the police to put him in jail. I was approached by the same Nepalese police I previously thought were my friends and blackmailed. For a certain sum of money, my stepson could be released from jail and everything would be okay. We waited them out. Relatives visited my stepson, provided him with food and support. He was eventually released without further consequences. I wonder at the consequences the U.S. government is creating for itself and its continued policy of openly sanctioned torture used on so-called terrorists. Many of these so-called terrorists are nothing of the sort. The U.S. government itself fits the definition of terrorist better than many of the people locked up in the network of jails established by the U.S. in third world countries. Washington likes to hold up Afghanistan as an exemplar of how a rogue regime can be replaced by democracy. Meanwhile, human rights activists and Afghan politicians have accused the U.S. military of placing Afghanistan at the hub of a global system of detention centers where prisoners are held incommunicado and allegedly subjected to torture. The secrecy surrounding them prevents any real independent investigations of the allegations. The detention system in Afghanistan exists entirely outside international norms, but it is only part of a larger and more sinister jail network that is only now beginning to be understood, said Michael Posner, director of the U.S. legal watchdog Human Rights First, and one huge U.S. jail by Andrea and, Levy and Kathy Scott Clark in The Guardian. Now that I'm working in Thailand, another country where rendition is accepted, I find myself in a quandary. I teach both Thai and Burmese students. One of my second graders, a girl, is the daughter of a Karen general who opposes the Burmese ruling junta. I'm in Mesaw, just across the border from Karen State, and my home is only a kilometer from the Moy River that is the border between the two countries. The recent protest by Burmese monks in Yangon and the reaction of the Burmese junta have been on my mind for a couple of months. There are also plenty of Thai police in the local area that I realize have the same mindset toward the Burmese that my friend, the Nepalese policeman, had against a common thief. I didn't have to imagine too hard to have a picture in my mind of what was going on in Yangon during the 1990s while living in Kathmandu. I was a firsthand witness to people protesting for democracy being shot on the streets. know what policemen and soldiers are capable of when given their orders. Most of them are always just doing their duty. It is a mindset that is difficult to argue with when it's backed up by the threat of violence and the will to use it. I'm sure plenty of torture is going on in the Buddhist monasteries last month. I'm sure it's still going on. However, I can't exactly expect my voice to be heard above the sound of bullets being fired. My line in the sand here is the Moy River. I'm content to stay on the Thai side of the river in spite of the so-called friendship bridge that spans it. At least here, I have a chance to help some of those who have escaped the conflict in Burma. I have sympathy for those who protest but don't understand their tactics of confrontation. I've always used avoidance in my life. Nowadays, it's harder and harder to practice. The state, or Big Brother, if you will, is increasingly in everyone's face and everyone's life. There's no space left to retreat and avoid Big Brother. He's grown from the gorilla in the living room no one talks about to King Kong raping your sister on the couch. I'm especially upset by his presence in the classroom. When he wants to come into my workplace and practice his torture there, I have to do more than protest. It is time for self-defense. And plenty has been written about incidents like Columbine and Virginia Tech, enough for most people to realize that it is necessary to pick up a gun and do what our complicit police will not do. In Massachusetts, Matthew Israel's critics have been trying to put him out of business for more than two decades. The first major battle took place in 1985 before Israel even started using shocks after a 22-year-old student named Vincent Miltech died while in restraints in one of Israel's homes. In the mid-1990s, Massachusetts tried again to close down Israel's program, which by then just started using electric shocks against, and again he prevailed. At this time, a judge declared the State Department of Mental Retardation had waged a war of harassment against Israel, accused its commissioners of lying on the witness stand, stripped the agency of its power to regulate Israel's facility, and ordered the state to pay $1.5 million in legal fees and other costs that Israel had racked up. Meanwhile, a battle over Israel's use of aversives had been fought in a Massachusetts state legislature. In the 1980s, a bill to ban their use had been introduced in every legislative section, and every time it failed to become law. Okay, well, I'm going to pass on the rest of that because it's setting down, going down tracks here that I'm not really following here. And on this side, the news, the Internal Revenue Service, who just convicted Sheriff Hill Jackson, who has convicted Browns and pretty much put them aside somewhere, but the Internal Revenue Service has failed to refund about $4 billion in improperly collected taxes, according to a Treasury Department audit. The IRS collected $8 billion while an outdated tax on long-distance telephone calls was being challenged in court. According to a federal report that states a significant amount of the tax may never be refunded. As of August, only about half of the $8 billion had been returned to taxpayers. And furthermore, the evidence shows that many people opted to take a refund for less money than they were owed because the IRS paperwork necessary to get the final deduction was too complicated. After several court decisions held that the excise tax the IRS was collecting on long-distance and bundled telephone service was inappropriate, the IRS implemented a major program for taxpayers to receive refunds for that portion of their excise taxes paid on their services, on these services. But the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration report estimated that 165 million taxpayers became eligible for a share of the approximately $8 billion gathered by the IRS after February 28, 2003, before August 1, 2006, when the telephone excise tax was invalidated in the courts. And the tax, which was put in place in 1898 to help fund the Spanish-American War, originally applied to all telephone use. It was later revised to apply to long-distance charges. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. If you want to call me, you can do that on 800-313-9443 after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Three of the families that came here I'm related to, descended from. my mother's mother. She was related to some of the Indians who met them there. And to me, those people came here for freedom. And those people, as Native Americans and white people who came here, they were friends for at least three generations. And there are people who understand freedom from the heart. There are people you can explain it and explain it and explain it, and they'll never get it. It's amazing. Sometimes I walk around and I participate, and I watch, and it's like there are some people who just don't get it, and there are some people that bury down in their heart, and they can't help but see it. But I wanted to thank you for your time. I wanted to thank you for your efforts. I know that you have been doing this for years, and I believe somewhere down inside of you, the spirit of freedom won't let you go. And you've been speaking about it, you've been writing about it for years and years and years, and I wanted to thank you for that, Clay. All right? Our ships passed in the night at one moment. That's when you were on my radio show in Salt Lake. There are other people. It's amazing how many RBN hosts that are on the air now. This is the first time I've heard you on RBN. How many of you have been on my show in Salt Lake? And then I was pulled off the air because I get too controversial, they say. I wanted to finish with this. Well, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
I want your view, but I'm no longer range. I can't hear the program anymore, but I wanted to touch on this. I hear that there are people talking about leaving this country. They think they want to go to a place so they can be safe, so they can walk away from the events that are still coming to this country. I believe
there is no,
when
they don't call it a new world order for nothing, there is no place in the world that is safe.
There's no place to hide.
There's no place to hide. There's no place to hide, and I won't even travel outside of this country right now, because I know if I do, they won't let me back in when I try to get back in. I won't fly because I know that I'm on a list, on a no-fly list somewhere.
Well, it hasn't just been about talk with you for years. I know that. And I want to thank you for your service to the country, not just in the military, but for the speaking and the writing that you've been doing for years. Thank you very much.
Sir, I have a commission on my wall in Bingham. I have a commission. I'm commissioned as colonel in the pro-Constitution military force. You call it the militia. It was given to me by an officer in the U.S. Air Force, who also tried to do his duty by setting up a counterinsurgency force. And that's what we're up against right now. But you know what? I'm not the only one. And there in Salt Lake City, your mayor, the mayor of Salt Lake City, have you heard what he said?
Rocky.
He said, today we come together once again in this great city. We raise our voices in unison to say to President Bush, to Vice President Cheney, to other members of the Bush administration, past and present, to a majority of Congress, including Utah's entire congressional delegation, and to much of the mainstream media, you have failed us miserably, and we won't take it anymore.
Yes.
Well, we had every reason to expect far more of you. You have been pompous, greedy, cruel, and incompetent as you have led to this led this great nation to a moral, military, and national security abyss. You breached trust.
Rocky has a lot of courage to do that.
This is the mayor. This is the mayor of Salt Lake City, right there.
Where I've been, it is my understanding that if you're in New York, stand for liberty. If you're in Montana, stand for liberty. If you're in New Mexico, stand for liberty. If you're in California, stand for liberty. Wherever you are, at church, stand for liberty. Your family, stand for liberty. And if you think you're going to run away because you think it's going to be easier in another country, I'll help you pack your bags, you coward. You leave this country, go ahead. This country doesn't need you. But if you're here, my friend, stand for liberty. Our neighborhood,
this country
needs every one of us to stand for liberty.
That is exactly what I adopted, and that's what it says on the cover of the Free American Magazine, the voice of liberty. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back, and I'll share a little bit more with what your mayor in Salt Lake City had to say. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Free American Hour. And if you want to subscribe to the Free American, the number's 888-678-1444.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
We're back. Yeah, if you want to subscribe to the Free American, if you want to get some of the American Heritage and Health products containing fulvic acid and nano silver, you can call 888-678-1444. If you want Miracle 2, if you want a restock on Miracle 2, we've got that in stock. Miracle 2 soap with Miracle 2 soap with moisturizer. That number is 888-678-1444. And if you want to get 10, 25, or 50 copies of the Free American, either go to freeamerican.com and the Free American online store, or call 888-678-1444. We need your support and we need help. The Free American is the voice of liberty, and this issue is a very, very powerful issue. It's got the It's got the story of Ezra Pound. It's got the story of Joe McCarthy. It's got the story of Ernst Zundel. It's got the story of the Border Patrol agents that have been put in prison for doing their job properly. It's got my story in there, what's happened to me over the last 6 months, how they've tried to keep me out of business, how they've tried to put me out of business, and we're not even talking about the attempted murder, their attempts to kill me, the attempts to overdose me, the attempts to drug me out of existence. We're not even talking about that, folks. That's 2 years old. That's in the past. But here and now, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. Now, the Supreme Court is supposed to decide today whether it's going to, whether the District of Columbia's ban on hunting guns violates the Constitution. We'll see how that turns out. And the Salt Lake City mayor, he stepped up to the plate. He said, and he's talking to Bush and Cheney and Congress, he said, you breached a trust with the American people in the most egregious ways. You've utterly failed in the performance of your jobs. You've undermined our Constitution, permitted the violation of the most fundamental treaty obligations, and betrayed the rule of law. You've engaged in or permitted heinous human rights abuses of the sort never before countenance in our nation's history is a matter of official policy. You've sent American men and women to kill and be killed on the basis of lies, on the basis of shifting justifications, without competent leadership and without even a coherent plan for this monumental blunder. And we are here to tell you we won't take it anymore. Okay. From Brian from Michigan. Go ahead, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Clay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good to hear you on the air again. Really is.
Nice to be back.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to make mention on, the previous caller concerning expatriates. Some people have good reasons for leaving the country. I have a friend that I supplied some information to, and he was a professor at a local state college here in Michigan. And some films and whatever, and one of them was your chemtrail film that he showed to his classes, along with some Alex Jones films. And they tried to kill him twice, and he had to go, They tried to poison him in his office, and they tried to poison him again in his car once. This is serious business, and sometimes...
Well, I've had two guys in blue pinstripe suits say they were CIA show up, ask me if I'd been hallucinating, and I had been, but I hadn't told anybody. And they said, well, you can thank us for that. And then the next day I had a woman show up with a needle about a syringe about 8 inches long, about an inch in diameter, filled with purple liquid. So I got to give this to you, Mr. Douglas. Yeah, what is that? Well, it's just a tranquilizer. Yeah, well, I don't feel like being tranquil today. I'll pass. You have to. I'm going to go get security, and they're going to hold you down. I'm going to give it to you. And she tried. They tried. I didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're real serious about this. I mean, what they've done to Ezra Pound, locking him up for 13 years, what they did to Ernst Zundel, kidnapping him from his home, his wife's home in Tennessee, to extradite him, to take him to a gulag in Canada, to shift him over to Germany to be tried and getting 5 years for denying that the world was flat, basically.
Right, but for people that aren't, prominent, but are in a position to hurt them, like my friend was, sometimes that's the only option is get the heck out, he's living safely outside of this country right now, but hopefully safely. But
we're, in my estimation, based on everything that I've, all the information that I've got, that I've passed on, we are about at the point where the Russia was at the beginning of the 20th century, when they were taken over by the communists, the Bolsheviks, and 50 million white Russians were killed, 10 million in the Ukraine alone.
Yes, yes.
10 million farmers killed.
Yeah.
Why?
I want to also, well, if you want to bring that subject up, you want to trace the Russian, the Bolshevik core, Trotsky and 300-man core of the Russian that took over the People's Revolution in October 1917, trained at a Standard Oil refinery of New Jersey, you know, in the summer of 1917. That's where they trained at, Standard Oil. You know, so.
That's about where we're at right now.
Yeah. And, well, it's good to hear you again, Clay.
Huh?
It's good to hear you again.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Any better now?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, they have let these illegal aliens in here in the United States. We got 22 million invaders in the United States, and they have killed, murdered 48,000 Americans in the last year, or since 9/11. Since 9/11.
Maybe true. Well, have a good day, Clay.
All right, sir.
See you later. Bye.
Listen, thank you very much. Appreciate you calling in. Boy, come on. Hockey Bandit, come here. All right. We're back and just had to step outside for a minute. Hockey Bandit, come here. Come on, boys. Come on. Come on inside. Come on. Hold on. Bandit. Come on, Bandit. Okay. Hold on a second. Bandit, come on. Come on, Bandit. All right. Just had to let my boys outside here for a second. Okay. We're back in. And, again, if you want to help in the fight for liberty, the Free American is echoing what the mayor of Salt Lake City has said. He said, he's talking to our government, he said, you've acted in direct contravention of the values that we as Americans who love our country hold dear. You've deceived us in the most cynical, outrageous ways. You've undermined or allowed the undermining of our constitutional system of checks and balances among the three presumed co-equal branches of government. You've helped lead our nation to the brink of fascism, a dictatorship contemptuous of our nation's treaty obligations, federal statutory law, our Constitution, and the rule of law. Because of your jingoistic false patriotism, our world is far more dangerous, our nation far more despised, and the threat of terrorism far greater than ever before. It has been absolutely astounding how you have committed the most horrendous acts, causing such needless tragedy in the lives of millions of people, that you wear your so-called religion on your sleeves, asserting your God is on my side nonsense, when what you have done flies in the face of any religious or humanitarian tradition. Your hypocrisy is mind-boggling and disgraceful. What part of thou shalt not kill do you not understand? What part of the golden rule do you not understand? What part of be honest and be responsible and be accountable don't you understand? And what part of blessed are the peacekeepers do you not understand? if you want to get the Free American, the voice of liberty, the one magazine out there that tells you what these kind of people are saying, that tells you what kind of world we're living in, and that gives you answers. The Liberty Village, what we're talking about in Liberty Village is smaller homes, cabins, if you will, with surrounded by neighbors of like mind, open to the public so nobody can call us a compound. A bunkhouse on each Liberty Village, and we want them spread across. We want them spread across the country, the United States. We want a restaurant there with range-fed beef and homegrown food, enriched with fulvic acid, so that just eating keeps you healthy. We want a Liberty Village established on self-sufficient family farms and ranches, able to grow your own food in what they used to call a Liberty Garden, protected not by Homeland Security, but protected by what worked in two world wars, is called civil defense. An armed society where you can go out in the backyard and practice with your weapons without having to drive 50 miles to a gun range. Where your neighbors raise the cattle that you can have in your restaurant for range-fed beef. No antibiotics, no hormones, nothing like that. And it's an answer, folks. It's getting back Liberty Villages, the whole concept. It's not just in, you can do it anywhere. You want a Liberty Village? You got a farm? You got a ranch? See us. We'll set you up with the cabins. And we can take your ranch or your farm and turn it into a Liberty Village within 30 days. And this, the Border Patrol agents, they're not just shooting illegals. They rescued two women and a boy who were lost in the desert south of Tucson near Amado. About 5:10 p.m. on Monday, agents received a 911 call from a woman who said she and her two children were lost and stranded near Amado, said Richard DeWitt, Border Patrol Tucson Section Sector Spokesman. She said she would start a fire to help agents find them. Officials were able to figure out their GPS coordinates from the cell phone and sent two agents from the Nogales station. The agents found the three about 1.5 hours later. When they arrived, a 37-year-old woman and a 9-year-old boy were unresponsive. The other woman, 25, was okay. All three said they were from Chiapas, Mexico. Agents revived the boy, but the woman remained unresponsive. They were unable to get a medical helicopter to a location, but sent a Borstar agent, the agency search, trauma, and rescue unit. He was able to revive the woman who seemed to be suffering from problems related to diabetes. They were transported the three out to a nearby road where a helicopter picked up the woman who was in distress and flew her to St. Mary's Hospital in Tucson. The ambulance transported the other woman and boy to the same hospital. The group told agents they had illegally crossed in the United States east of Sasebo on November 14th, which means they were in the desert for 6 days. And DeWitt didn't know the updated condition of the three as of Tuesday morning. But should we be paying those bills? Should we be paying those bills? I don't think so. If Bush and Cheney nuke a city in the U.S. in the coming days, this will be an inside job as a World Trade Center. Let me see where we're getting that from. The expected target, they say, is Texas City.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Just a song.
All right. Folks, we're back here. I want to give you the number here, 888-678-1444. If you've got old issues of the Free American, the 877-423-3250 number also works. And if you talk to my folks here, Emma or Nikki, in the at the Free American there, they'll give you my cell phone number if you want to get a hold of me. We need your advertising. If you've got a small business, even a business card ad, we can get you that for probably about $100 a month. We need the advertising. A, we want to be able to turn people on to any type of patriotic organizations that are working either with the Second Amendment, that are working on reestablishing freedom, any type of political organizations or political parties like the Constitution Party or America First Party that offer some type of solution for the as an alternative to the Republicans or Democrats. Yeah, we've tried to tell you what's happened with Liberty Dollars. Bernard Nothaus, Von Nothaus, will be on the Glenn Beck show tonight, and you can watch Glenn Beck try to twist the truth. Hopefully they won't, that won't happen. And the, you know, we're trying to give you the information that Free American is the voice of liberty. I took an oath to defend the Constitution, and I intend to see that through to its conclusion. Call me a terrorist, call me whatever you want to call me, but I support liberty and freedom, and I support the Constitution in this country, and I support politicians that are telling the truth. There's only one out there that I know of. And that's Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is, he's the man. He's simply the man. And if you go to my website, you can even hear some of his music. My God. It says, it tells you right there, beginning January, issue of Free American will be out monthly. We need reliable advertisers willing to work with any patriot or truth-telling organization who supports the U.S. and the Constitution. Just call to find out how we can help each other, 888-678-1444. Our country, our way of life, and liberty, and our Constitution are being threatened by the global ambitions of the international financial institution. All patriotic people and organizations must work together to bring the truth to the general population. I'm Clay Douglas. And Ron Paul is the man. We'll be right back. Go to freeamerican.com and catch my second show.
Known for sticking your principle and not for coughing.
Yeah, we need a book
by the I would guarantee that I would never abuse habeas corpus.
We want to forget the American.
With recent